Lord, we ask for some fresh oil this morning. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Would you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 3? Fresh oil. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, in verse 9. For we are God's fellowship workers. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed in how he builds. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is what? Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, and precious stones, wood, hay, and straw, each one's work will become clear. For the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by what? By what?
Fire.
It'll be revealed by what?
Fire.
Fire. Yeah. And the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work with which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. And if anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone defiles the temple of God, God will destroy him, for the temple of God is holy, which temple you are. Wow. Let's go a little further. Let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you seems to be wise in this age, let him become a fool that he may become wise. Now listen, this is very powerful because he begins to talk about the area of fire testing. Fire testing what? Testing your works. And he goes from the fire testing your works to you are the temple of God. Does everybody get it? So you are the temple of God. And you are the vessel of God. What you are is you are carrying the oil of God. See, without oil, there's no fire. A fire will go out without the oil. Do you understand that? Now, we know that God is testing all things right now. We know that there's warnings. There's all kinds of things going on. We know that there's floods and fire. We know that judgment is at hand. We know that time is running out. And it's important that we understand about holy fire, and that's what I want to talk about today. So we see that this fire test, this is called divine testing. Well, how's he tested? By what? Fire. Fire. In other words, you are a walking torch. That's why he says you're the light. Well, if you're not filled with oil, your light's not bright. You know, many people get deceived because they can't see, because they're not filled with the oil. And that's what's so important right now. In these last days that we're in, we've got to stay maintained, filled with the oil of God. Turn to Revelation 11. Holy oil or holy fire. Holy oil plus holy fire equals look out. Revelation 11 and verse 3. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. That's 3.5 years. And these two witnesses are very possible that it'll be Elijah and Moses. Some people think it's Elijah and Enoch. It don't matter to me. They're going to be two witnesses. In verse 4, and these are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before the God of the earth. Now, I want you to understand something, that right now, the spirit of Elijah and the spirit of Moses is here. Remember, John the Baptist was the forerunner, wasn't he? Of the return of the Lord. Is the Lord returning soon? Yes. And John the Baptist was in the spirit of what? Elijah. Do you understand that? See, we can't lose sight. The enemy's trying to bring us back to the carnality realm. Your fight constantly, every day, and every moment, and every decision is according to the carnal realm or according to the eternal realm, isn't it? No matter what. But he says, I'm going to give my two witnesses power. Does everybody understand? And look at what he's going to do. And if anyone wants to harm them, what happens? Fire proceeds from their mouth and devours their enemies. And if anyone wants to harm them, he must be killed in this manner. So how is your enemy going to be killed? By fire coming from where?
Your mouth.
Hello. Now, you know, it's amazing, and people don't realize about the tongue. Believe me, there's times when you'll quench the spirit. How do you quench the spirit? By spewing things out and putting out the fire. And the Bible tells us that we're not to be lukewarm or cold, but we're to be hot. So you got to stay on fire, don't you? You got to stay on fire. And in this, fire proceeds out of your mouth. If you could actually see in the spirit realm when you speak, and the things that come out of your mouth would blow your mind. You know, a few weeks ago, the Lord shared with me, and I've shared this before, that he said to me, I want you to start calling fire down on the assassins of destiny. They're snipers that are hidden in places, and they're spiritual towers. And he said, I want you to call destructive fire down, not only on them, but on their foundations where they're hiding out. And I thought, whoa. Because see, we are also the two witnesses, aren't we? We are in the spirit of Elijah, in the spirit of Moses. We are the forerunners of the return of the Lord. The transfiguration is around the corner. And who appeared with Jesus on the transfiguration? Elijah and Moses. Do you understand? Now look at it. He says, and fire is going to what? Proceed out of their mouth. In verse 6, and these have power to shut heaven so that no rain falls in the days of their prophecy. And they have power over waters to turn them to blood and to strike earth with plagues as often as they what? As they desire. Now I want you to understand something, that, you know, what comes out of your mouth is fire. You know, so many people are waiting for a feeling. It's got nothing to do with how you feel. It's obedience. You know, either you believe it or you don't. It's like your belief is what turns the switch on. Your faith what turns the switch on to let that torch fly, man. See, you're a walking torch. You're a walking flame of fire. You are the light of this world. And it's our responsibility to constantly beat down and destroy the areas of the powers of darkness. Many times I get up in the morning and the first thing I hear out of the Lord's mouth is, fortify, 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 fortify this city. And he's talking about the campus and the flock and so forth. Fortify. And I have to begin to do intercession and begin to bind and call fire down on the powers of darkness and the things that, see, because the powers of darkness will also build up areas. They'll try to take areas and take territory, spiritual territories. And if you're not going after the territorial spirits and calling them down and calling fire down, it's our responsibility. You have no idea how many lives are at stake in what you speak. Are you hearing? This is it. Time is running out. The rapture is around the corner. Tribulation is about to begin. All kinds of things are happening. And we've got, that's why the Lord said, come out from among them and be separate. We are at a critical time right now. You must know who you are. Because if you don't, you'll get wiped out. You'll rely on you. See, the devil always wants to bring you to you. Hello, me, myself, and I. But you must go to the anointed child, the offspring of the anointed one and his anointing, because that's who you are. You are a flame of fire. You have dominion over the land, air, and sea. You have dominion, and you must begin to take it more than you've ever taken it before. You can't dilly-dally anymore. Because the enemy is trying to kill you as quickly as he can. Why? Because he fears you. He fears you. He's out to destroy marriages. He's out to destroy offsprings. He's out to destroy. He's come to kill, steal, and destroy. But you must know who you are. And you know, so many times people don't know who they are because they don't stay positioned. They don't stay filled with the oil. They play religion. Religion is not going to rescue you. Memorization won't help you. Hello. Fire proceeds out of the mouth. The Bible tells us that life and death is in the power of the tongue. Do you realize how many times people curse themselves and don't even realize it? Oh, I'll never be able to do that. Hello? You know how many times, I'm telling you, they come in agreement with the voice of the stranger. Oh, so many times. And then when you come in agreement with the voice of the stranger in your thought, you speak what the devil wants you to speak. And then they rely on how they feel. You know, people don't even worship God because they're waiting for a feeling. And God's waiting for you. Why? Because you're not willing to deny yourself. You believe a feeling has to do with a something about you, and it doesn't. It's a choice. That's where you have the power to choose over everything. If you're going to get snagged by feelings, you'll get snagged in this temporary realm. Because this temporary realm is associated with feeling. How you hearing? Go to Exodus 40. You know, think about the last few days. In fact, think about this morning. What did you speak? Did you kick butt on the devil? Or are you waiting for God to say, come on, it's time to pray? See, there are things that he is not going to tell you. He's going to expect you. Hello? Exodus 40. Do you really believe that you are the temple of the living God? Do you really believe that he who is in you is greater than he is in the world? Do you really believe that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you? Do you believe that you are more than a conqueror? That's pretty powerful. If you are more than a conqueror, then you can't lose no battles. Amen. There shouldn't be one battle you ought to lose. Why? Because you're not of this world. You are out of this world, even though you're hanging out here. Why? Because this world is natural. You are walking in the supernatural. But if you don't activate and sow in the supernatural, it won't come to pass. Exodus chapter 40 and verse 34. Would you read it with me? Then a cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the cloud rested above it. And the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Whenever the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle, and the children of Israel would go onward in all of their journeys. But if the cloud was not taken up, then they did not journey till the day that it was taken up. The cloud of the Lord was above the tabernacle by day, and the fire was over it by night, and in the sight of all the house of Israel throughout all of their journeys. Now, this is powerful. Because the cloud is, of course, we know is a representation of the presence of God, isn't it? And that's why, you know, we were talking about this yesterday, if you read in Psalm 40, and it talks about, I waited patiently for the Lord, right? And that's what you need to do every single day. Well, you need to wait for the Holy Spirit to come and get you. When you go to prayer, you go wait for the Holy Spirit to come and get you. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit to come and get you, you move in the flesh. Are you hearing? And let me tell you, one of the quickest ways he comes to get you, you start spiritual warfare. Oh, he loves it. He loves it. He loves when you worship the Lord and you acknowledge, when you're willing to deny yourself. See, when you cry out, see, what you're saying is, I want to die to myself. And I want you. I can't do anything without you. See, that's the cry of the heart. I'm nothing without you. I've tried and I've failed. Holy Spirit, come and take me today. See, the Bible says those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. Those who are led by the flesh are dead. Why? Because the works of the flesh is what? Death. See, so many people are not willing to wait for the Spirit to come and get them. Are you hearing? See, when you wait for the Spirit to come and get you, he not, because he loves warfare. When you start warfare and the Holy Spirit starts joining in, the angels start joining in, they start getting dispatched. And then the Holy Spirit does something wonderful. He starts filling you with oil. Why? So you can stay on fire. Amen. See, he said that we are the tabernacle, we are the temple. So you're going to be led by the Spirit, aren't you? He said that they led him by cloud during the day and by fire by night. Now the Bible says that the days are dark here, aren't they? So you've got to have fire. You got to have fire. Fire goes before us. Now listen. When you speak the word, you're releasing the fire, aren't you? But if you're not filled with the oil, it's not getting lit. Are you hearing? 1 Kings 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Holy fire. And verse 24. And this is Elijah speaking to the prophets of Baal. This is when he called down from heaven for fire. In verse 24 it says, then you will call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by what? Fire. He is God. So all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. Now, I'm not telling you to go outside and call fire down from heaven to start your grill. Hello. That's not what he's talking about. Not that I might not tempt it sometime if I don't have any gas or charcoal or food. But Lord, come on, start this fire. Yeah. You know. But here Elijah, when he was fighting the powers of darkness, how did he fight them? With what? Fire. Do you understand that? We just read that your enemy cannot be consumed without fire. He cannot be destroyed without what? Fire. Do you understand why it's so important for you to stay on fire for God? It's so important for us to stay filled with the oil and the Holy Spirit. Why? Fire proceeds out of your mouth. It's amazing. Listen, you can check yourself. What was the last problem that came across your path? Did you try and figure it out before you did warfare? Let me see. Maybe we ought to call this. Maybe we ought to do this. Maybe. No, did you do warfare? Did you intercede? Did you call fire down? Do you understand? See, this is where you know where you're at. What was the last thing that you did? What did you try to figure it out by? Carnality? Or did you take your authority of who you are? Don't raise any hands, please. It says, God answers by fire. The Bible says God is a consuming fire. It says the fire goes before him. Acts 2. Now think about this. Didn't he appear to Moses in a bush? You know, fire is an amazing thing, isn't it? I mean, you really look at it, man, it could burn you up. Do you ever notice that when the fire of God comes down in a service, you feel the warmth come upon you and you get healed and delivered or something happens? Why? That fire is exposing the devil and destroying his works in you. Everybody okay? Are you getting hot? Good. Acts 2. Get some oil. Lift your hands, get a drink, and get on fire. Acts chapter 2 and verse 3. Would you read it with me? Then there appeared to them what? Divided tongues as of fire. And one sat upon each of them. Why? Because they were the tabernacle. They were filled with oil. Why? So they can light the wick out lit and fire was above them. Do you understand that? See, we are the walking light. We are the torch. See, it's not about religion. It's not about memorization. It's about relationship. There are people who can memorize the Bible inside and out. And they're going to end up in hell. And the Lord says only those who do the will of God will enter. This is not about religion garbage and rituals. This is about warfare. This is about relationship. This is about being obedient by the Spirit of the living God and being led by the Spirit. You cannot play your games with God. You're either in or out. That's where we stand right now. You're either in or out. Don't worry about your retirement. There won't be one. Go to Matthew 3. You got your retirement coming at Psalm 103. Bless the Lord with all your soul and all that's within you and forget not his benefits. He's got a retirement benefit for you. Got the greatest retirement plan there is, man, let me tell you. Free medical care, hallelujah. You don't get no watch or plaque when you retire, you get a house. You even get a new body. I mean, you know, what a plan. Jesus said, I sent fire to the earth. And oh, how I pray it was kindled. Send fire through the earth. In Matthew 3, in verse 11, John says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is representation here of oil. He will give you oil. Why? So fire can burn from you. Without the oil, there is no fire. That's why it's so important to get into worship services. That's why it's so important to deny yourself and worship God like you've never worshiped Him before. Why? Because oil comes. What you're doing is pressing the button of heaven. And the oil begins to pour out. You know when you go to a candy machine? You put the money in and you press the button. And poof. Well, see, you're pressing the heart of God. And He releases. See, when you touch His heart, He touches yours. And that's touched by the oil. Are you hearing? In Malachi 3, verse 2. And we'll start at 1. Malachi 3, 1. Behold, I send my messenger. Are you a messenger? You know, everybody wants to kill the messenger. And He will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to His temple. Even the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight. Behold, He is coming, says the Lord of hosts. But who can endure the day of His coming? And who can stand when He appears? For He is like a what? Refiner's fire, like a launderer's soap. And He will set as a refiner and a purifier of silver. He will purify the sons of Levi. Those are priests. You are called to be priests. And purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer to the Lord an offering in righteousness. So we see that even this fire is a refining fire. It's a purging fire. And He purges us. There, so the fire does divine testing, right? And it's also the divine presence of God. It also brings judgment, doesn't it? The fire of God brings judgment. Go to Revelation 20. The fire of God will also bring healing. That's why the Bible says, in my name you will cast out devils. You will lay hands on the sick. You will speak in new tongues. You lay hands on the sick and they'll get healed. Why? Through the fire of God. Revelation 20. You got to know who you are. This is it. It's happening. You can't take no garbage and you cannot compromise. And number one, please do not delay. Don't delay. Don't try and reason with it. You know, I'll never forget one day. I was much younger. We'll just say that. And the Lord shared with me about dressing up as Moses for Halloween. Now, we don't practice Halloween because if you've practiced Halloween, you have a curse on you and your family and your children. So you need to repent for anything you've done in Halloween and break the curse off and command those spirits to leave. See, because anywhere where there's a curse, it's a legal document that they hold, those demons hold, they have access to you. Don't reason with it. Don't justify it. And it's not All Saints Day. It's All Devil's Day. Hello? That's where children are taken and offered up to Satan. Animal sacrifices and everything else. And the Lord said, I want you to dress up as Moses. When the kids come by, I want you to apply the blood of Jesus on them. Put a Bible in their bag. And then I put a note in there. And I told everybody and their families that they were cursed and their children were cursed for practicing this. I got a lot of candy returned to my front door, I want you to know. But praise God, the message got out. That's all I cared. My neighbors didn't like me too much after that, but hallelujah. I told you they want to kill the messenger, right? At least the hallelujah. So I got this, I needed a Moses staff, you know, and I got this staff. And it was a beautiful Moses staff, and on the bottom of it was painted about 2 feet of it was painted solid blue. And so the staff was given to me, and the person that gave it to me, her roommate who had the staff, she was always having troubles, man. She was an up-and-down Christian and all around, always sick, this, that, whatever, you know, rebellious and couldn't receive counsel once in a while, whatever. And so I laid the staff down. I went in the kitchen. I walked out, and that staff in the spirit moved like a snake. And I thought, man, is that my imagination? And the Holy Ghost said, are you going to test your imagination? I said, no. I didn't say, I just know this is the first time this ever happened to me. And I'm like, man, I said, I command you, devil, to come out of that staff right now and leave my house. I thought, and of course he's saying, you're an idiot, man. You're nuts. That's all your imagination. None of that's really happening. And I went back and I went to go get something because I forgot something. I walked by and that staff did it again. I'm thinking, whoa. I said, all right, Satan, I told you in the name of Jesus, come out of that staff and leave my house. And when I went to open the front door, there was a snake laying right on my front door. Reddish mouth, diamond red snake. And of course, I took the hose and I squirted him and told him to go away and get off my property. We don't do that no more. We cut their heads off. And so I was time to give back the staff to the person I had borrowed it from. And I said, you know what? I cast a serpent out of this thing. She said, was it red mouth and red diamonds on it? I said, yeah. She goes, well, underneath that painting of that solid blue was a picture of one. And I thought, whoa. And that's when the Lord started teaching him about accursed items. See, but there's times when God will speak to you and show you. See, because visualization is how he speaks to us in many ways. And that's why it's important to keep your imagination clean by the blood. But see, people hesitate. Oh, was that really you, Lord? Man, don't hesitate. If I would have hesitated, that thing would have taken over my house. You understand? Yeah, I wondered, man, is that really? But I was like, no, you going to hesitate? Don't hesitate. Did you ever drive with someone who hesitates in the middle of a four-way section? And you're the passenger. I was like, give me that steering wheel, will you? you drive with some people that are, they're always undecisive. You know, they can't make that quick decision. Don't think because they've got to calculate it. 1 + 1 = 2. By then, they're going to get killed. Don't calculate it. Just do it. Don't hesitate. If you sense something going on, you do your warfare. Don't wait for it. Man, I believe in first strike. Don't hesitate. Just do it. You understand? Revelation 20, verse 9. I'll start at verse 7. Now when 1,000 years had expired, Satan will be released from his prison and will go out to deceive the nations which are in the four corners of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, whose number is the sand of the sea. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and surrounded the camp of the saints and the beloved city. And fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. And the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone where the beast and the false prophet are. And they will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Whoa. So that's a divine judgment, isn't it? Turn to James 3 and verse 5. James 3, verse 5. Let's read it together. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. And the tongue is a what? Is a what? Is a what? It's a fire. A world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. But I'm telling you that that is changed. Your tongue is either going to be associated with the fire of hell or the fire of heaven. You got it? If it can be the fire of hell, it can definitely be the fire of heaven, can't it? Come on now. The tongue is a fire once lit by hell, but now perfected by heaven. As long as you're filled with oil and being led by the Spirit. No hesitation. Matthew 25, and we'll close here. Just a reminder. Don't take no garbage from no devil. Quit compromising. Quit justifying. Quit figuring it out. Quit touching unclean things. The Bible tells us the works of the flesh. Those who do the works, practice the works of the flesh, will not enter the kingdom of God. I'm telling you, it's happening. Judgment is at hand. And if you're claiming to be a believer, you're being judged by God Almighty. And there'll be judgment going on. Constant judgment. Judgment begins in the house of God before it comes to the world. That's what tribulation is about, isn't it? So the first 3.5 years, believe me, God will be judging you. Then the second 3.5 years, the world will be judged. So if you're right with God, you'll be removed from the judgment of God. In Matthew 25, start at verse 1, and the kingdom of heaven shall be likened what? 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and the other were stupid. I mean, foolish. Hello? Those who were foolish took their lamps and took what? No oil, no power, no nothing. Wimps, religious. But with the wise, took oil in their vessels with their lamps. Why? Because they were ready. On fire. They knew that they had to maintain the fire of God to survive. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming. Go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." Wow. Where's your lamp? Are you filled with drugs, alcohol, lust? What are you filled with? Or are you filled with the oil of God? You understand? See, you've got to empty yourself from the world. The will of God is you and God, not you and your spouse, not you and your children. It's you and God. That's the will of God. Then everything else falls into place. You understand that? You're not going to stand before God for your children or your spouse. You're going to stand before God for you. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered and said, "No way, lest there should not be enough for us and you, but you go rather to those who sell and buy for yourself." And that's the scripture the Spirit gave me that is happening right now. He's saying, don't give away your oil. People must come and get the oil. Don't give away your oil. Don't sell your oil now. This is not a time to sell your oil. This is a time to maintain and stay filled with the oil. Why? So you can do some damage to the kingdom of darkness. This year will be one of the largest harvests. It's been some of the greatest battles, but it's going to be the largest victories. But you must stay disciplined. You must stay disciplined to stay in the presence of God. Don't go by how you feel. Who cares what the world thinks anymore? It's your responsibility to stay filled with the oil of God so that the fire of God can proceed out of your mouth. Because when it's all over with, that's all that matters, doesn't it? Now look what the Lord says. He says, "And while they went to go by, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, 'Lord, Lord, open to us.' And he answered and said, 'Assuredly, I say to you, I don't know you.'" Wow. What do you mean you don't know me? I tithe. I come to church every Sunday. What do you mean you don't know me? I've cast out devils in your name. I've done all kinds of stuff. But you practice lawlessness. Your heart is not right before me. See, God judges by the heart. It's our responsibility to keep our heart cleansed and purified. It's our responsibility to keep our heart towards God, not towards the world. It's amazing how many people get themselves in debt for fulfillment. That's all you need to do is stay filled with oil. And you're fulfilled. Afterward, the other virgins came also saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming." Wow. This is where we're at right now. Right now, this is where we're at. This is where we're at. You can play all the religion, you can justify and reason all you want in your mind. But I'm telling you, this is where we are at right now. And it is critical and important. Stay filled with oil. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you continue to fill us with your oil. Let this word be protected by the blood. Let this seed grow and bear fruit. Lord, convict, chasten, and change us, that we may be totally sold out to you and not to this world. We repent, Lord. Cleanse us and purge us with your fire. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.